Well, happy Saturday, everybody. This is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. I am Skip.
And I'm Sharon, a princess with chocolate sparkles and everything terrific. Looks like we're freezing up.
Our video is freezing.
Oh, there's Nathan.
Hi, hey, everybody.
There. How come it went to you?
Looks like you probably need to turn your camera on, I'm guessing. There we go.
How's that?
That's better.
No, we can't. Oh. There.
All right, well, there we're live. Hey, everybody. Hi. Happy Saturday. We hope you're all having a good weekend, a start of the weekend. And Sharon and Skip here from the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show again. And I want to say welcome. We have some good things we're going to talk about today, some fun. We will also tell you what dates are important for you month of September. We're going to go through this to your astrology sign.
Astrology sign.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say my hellos.
Yes. Hellos. You know,
and now I can say another you remember Jimmy Durante?
Yes.
When he used to say hello, good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
That was his mother, you know.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. And he, you know, he'd always say that because, you know, she'd passed on or something. So I'm going to say hello to Mother Mary, wherever she is.
Yes.
And doing whatever she's doing. Hi to Dee Dee. Hi to, oh my gosh, there's so many. I was just sitting here thinking, I know I got the East, West, South, and West, all my peeps, but, you know, we got Carol, we got Mavis, we got JM and Yakima, we got Bill and Tom and Dave and Mike, which are my cousins, by the way. I've been thinking of them today. I don't know why. And also, you know, Georgie and Jeannie and Galen and Cindy and Jeanette 1 and Jeanette 2. I mean, we got them both, you know?
We got them all.
And and I don't know. It's just kind of a day for, you know, this is 9/11. And we're back with Nathan. Hey, I look pretty good. Anyway, today, you know, if you talk about the numerology, it comes up to a 7. And since this is 9/11, the 20-year anniversary of that terrible day, a 7 is a vibration of collective consciousness, spiritual awakening and enlightenment. And it's also something you do by yourself. A 7 is, you know, if you're a life path of a 7, you don't mind being alone at all. It's a time for you to reflect and to think and to get your ducks in a row. And I think that's very true today. I think every one of us has to, in our own way, deal with the 9/11 and also find a spiritual awakening and a spiritual meaning for all this devastation and hurt and sadness that day caused, going on actually in some respects.
One of the more current saddest days in our history in America.
Yes, it sure is.
Yes. And
but it must keep us vigilant and keep us aware that it can happen.
I'm going to sign you up for the USO or something. you sound so official with that.
Well, it's true though. You know?
I know. Hey, well, listen, on a more positive note, we are all still here in America. We're still alive. We're still kicking. We have things going on, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, but they are things that we are going to deal with.
And see, that's looking at it from a spiritual point in itself, Skip. We're still here, and we may have things going on, but we're still doing them.
That's right.
You know, we still got another chance to get it right.
Freedom rings.
Yes, even though it's got a cracked bell, it rings.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, I also want to tell you guys that if you're listening to us, you can join us live and watch us and listen and comment. You can type in comments and we'll answer them on the air as much as we possibly can. We'll answer your questions if you have questions about things you want some answers to. You can go to Facebook, type in Psychic Spectrum's page, look at that, Psychic Spectrum. Go to YouTube and type in Psychic Spectrum Radio or Psychic Spectrum Radio on Periscope. And anyhow.
Does that mean you have to know how to swim or hold your breath? Because Periscope's underwater, you know?
Yes, I understand that.
Uh-huh.
We want to say hi to everybody that's joined us online so far. We have SRS4859. Good day to you, too. Chandra's with us again.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol in
Atlanta.
I wonder
where Carol is now.
And then
she wasn't in Atlanta the other day.
That's right. We have someone named Hope on here.
Cool.
So which is kind of fitting for today.
We had someone from the Ukraine last week. I'd like to know if we got anybody from, you know, Europe or anywhere out there. So if you are, please let us know where you're from.
If your friends across the country are watching or listening, let us know. Also say hi to Becky. Say hi to
Hi, Becky. I was thinking of you the other day.
Stephanie, Cynthia, and Carol's in Fargo. That's right. She's in Fargo.
Oh.
And Crystal over in Eastern Washington is with us.
Isn't Fargo in North Dakota?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a show too, right? Fargo? Wasn't that a funny show or something?
You know, I have a question. Uh-oh. I want to know how far is Fargo? how far do you have to go to get to Fargo? Thank you guys for joining in with us, and we'll get to readings and questions in a minute. We do want to tell you that today we are what in numerology? The day is 9/1/2021.
I just said that, sweet pea.
You it's said all
seven.
That?
It's a seven.
Where the heck was I?
I often wonder that, but I already said that. I said 9/11 is a seven, and it's about spiritual awakenings and
I'm going to I'm adjusting the camera here. Those of you that
Look at we're actually being beamed up somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
I know.
I hope it's somewhere fun.
Now I got to adjust the microphone settings again.
Anyway, but today is a seven. So for all of us today, it's about the spiritual awakening and seeing things from a more spiritual standpoint, getting enlightenment, get ourselves ducks in a row. And like I say, if you're a number seven life path, especially that's what you do your whole life. That's what you came in to work on. But if your birthday is today, that's your personal year of seven. So you're going to be working on that kind of thing all year, which means, you know, this is the time when most of these things where you want to take a class, read a book, things will just come to you and you want to find out more about them in the metaphysical. So it's a fun year, but you do a lot of it by yourself because you got to have time to think and put it in the proper perspective and all that good stuff.
Yes. And we also got a couple of people joined us from Southern California.
Oh, cool.
Los Angeles area.
England.
Steven and Nicole is with us, longtime friends, both of them.
Yeah, but look at Hope is from England.
Hope is from England. Hey, thank you for joining us. Oh. We appreciate it. And thank you for letting us know you're somewhere over the pond.
So have you ever got to go see a Tom Jones concert?
Yeah, if you do run into Tom Jones, tell him Sharon's got a crush on him and I desperately do. Waiting for him to call in and say hi and we can...
It's been a crush of many, many decades.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Yeah.
And Patty joined us from Seattle area, Tacoma, Bonnie Lake.
Oh, yeah, okay. Scotty.
Oh, eight my friends.
Oh, Scotty from Star Trek? Probably.
Scotty.
Steve says Scotty ate at my friend's restaurant in Van Nuys. Oh, cool. I like Scotty. I love the accent.
Scottish accent he had. Hope says she will do.
Oh, thank you.
That's good. Okay, we're going to get to your questions in a minute. So hang in there, guys. We got some stuff. We got housekeeping we got to do. What's your stone of the day today?
Oh, okay. Well, I got to take my glasses off so I can read. I got trifocals so I can read with them on, but I can't see a darn thing.
Can't see a thing, right. I'm with you on that one.
Well, get this. I ran across this. It's really strange when I look at all these different things that I look at to see what I'm supposed to talk about today. You know, things will pop up to me or just come to me for no reason, which I love and I understand all that. But today, it came to my attention, the natural cat's eye.
Natural cat's eye?
Natural
That's
cat's
the stone.
Eye. That's the stone.
Natural cat's eye. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
I hope it's not a real one.
No, it just looked like a cat's eye.
Oh, okay. It's natural cat's eye.
Yeah, natural, not an unnatural cat's eye. Okay. Anyway, the best way to describe it, and it happens in many stone variations. It's just not a quartz. It can you can have a cat's eye and a tiger's eye. You can have a cat's eye and anything. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, so it's just, don't think it's just a quartz cat's eye, but it's naturally made. So that means it's not man made.
Okay.
And what it looks like is just for lack of a better term, if you think of how they always draw cat's eyes, you know, they got the oval or the roundish colored stone and then that little slender streak in the middle.
Yeah.
That's a cat's eye. And so if you find that, it helps heal the emotions. It's about generosity, good luck, prosperity, optimism, happiness. It's a really good stone and being balanced and it helps balance and it also helps bolster forgiveness and increases self-wealth.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So what that means is like you would take the description of the cat's eye, blah, blah, and you could put that with whatever stone you find that cat's eye in, and that would be what it represents. So if you had a cat's eye, say in a tiger's eye stone, okay, you would look and see what the properties of a tiger's eye stone is, and then add it to the cat's eye, and that's what you would be dealing with. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad. Explain that to me off air, will you? Yeah, but that's what that's all about. So that's, you want the affirmation for today?
No, I want to do one more thing. I want to tell our listeners, again, you can call in and 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can ask your questions, or you can type in your questions or comments on Facebook by going to the Psychic Spectrum page and join us live there. You can watch us. You can also go to Facebook and type in Psychic Spectrum Radio, or you can go to Periscope, type in Psychic Spectrum Radio, or you can go to 1150kknw.com and click on the watch button.
I tell you.
Yes. I love the comments we're getting from people.
My. That's right.
Yeah. SRS4859 says she has a crush on Tom Jones, too.
Oh.
And Meredith.
Think I better dance now.
Yeah, I better dance.
She doesn't say she has a crush on Tom Jones. She says question mark.
Right there, crush on Tom Jones?
Question mark.
Oh,
I mean, she might have, but I didn't read that the way you were saying it. So,
yeah.
I just want to talk to him and ask him questions. That's all.
Okay, so what is your affirmation for today before we get into taking questions and calls from people?
Well, you know, if Tom is listening, love you, boy.
Okay, just pretend he's listening.
Oh, the affirmation.
I'll be there. I'll be there. Just hang on a minute.
I love it.
I'm waiting, Tommy boy. I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the affirmation. I trust the next chapter because I know the author.
Oh, there you go. That's a heavy one to think about.
It makes you realize you're writing your own life story, doesn't it?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Silence. That's a good one.
We can hear crickets.
Yep, I like that one.
But it does. It makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the best part of that is?
No.
If you read the next chapter and it's not quite what you want it to be, you still have another chapter to write, so you can like put twists and turns into your own story.
That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Everything's a positive.
Yes. And
Meredith. Hi, Meredith.
Yep. I said that a minute ago.
Oh,
you
did
missed
you?
Me.
I must
see
have
you
been
don't listen
you
either.
Otherwise.
Once we're on air, we're trying to fire on 19 cylinders here. Elvis has left the building. Yep. I think he's hawking down a pork chop somewhere, having a good time.
Well, see, but the best part about that is when it's time for SRS, you just lost the
4859.
Okay, does go to the other side. She'll be able to meet him.
Yep. Yep.
And I can meet Tom if that happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You want to take a few calls?
Well, do we have any calls?
Well, I mean, our people online, I consider those calls,
well,
too.
Well, sure you do, but I thought you meant a call.
Oh, and Stephanie's on here, too. I don't know if we said hi to Stephanie.
Where's Stephanie? Where?
Right there.
Cool.
But, you know, you guys, we are going to, like I said, after the break, we'll get into your important dates for your sun sign, your zodiac sign, and we will tell you what to expect. Coming up for the month of September, what your important dates are, what's significant.
And also, Saturday's hat day. Mm-hmm. So if they want to wear a hat and send me a picture, I'd appreciate it. We'll put it on the webpage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's hat day.
And Kim is on.
Oh,
do I have to create a page that says hat day?
Well, I want people to send me pictures wearing their hats because hats are important. It gives you a day off and a day to just kind of be yourself and relax. And
okay.
You don't have to do all that stuff you do the rest of the week.
Maybe I'll do hat day with you on Saturdays. I have to get it out of my car. Okay, let's do some questions.
Okay.
Hope says, may I have readings, please? Yes and no. We can't do a full reading here, but we do private appointments. You can contact us through our psychicspectrum.com .com website, and we can set up a private appointment with you if that's what you wanted to do.
That would be a full reading, but I think she just wants a kind of like a psychometry type thing.
Yes.
Not psychometry, but just a little blip.
Yes, and Hope is in England. So, Hope, I want to tell you that the one thing that I pick up is that there's, for some reason, there is some need to go slowly as you proceed through September, the rest of this month. And as you know, or may or may not know, we are going into another Mercury retrograde season, which means things are going to be revisited again, and you'll have to, or will be going through similar situations, if not the same thing. So it's time to redo and get them the way you want them. But on top of that, it's something, there's something going to go on where you live that's going to require regrouping, doing things slowly again, coming back into where you're supposed to be with things. So it's good. It's a good, it's kind of like it's a good redoing things for yourself.
Reevaluation. I mean, except, the next Mercury retrograde is September 27th through October 18th. Mm-hmm. So we're getting close.
Yes.
And just buckle your seatbelts and get ready for the ride. It's just that you'll see people you haven't seen for a while, mm-hmm. deal with situations that you may thought you were done with. It's also mechanical problems. Computers may not work. But it's also can be good things. This could be people you really love that came back into your life. You get to reconnect.
Yes.
You get a chance to redo something you thought you could never change from before. So it's not always a negative. I know I hate that word negative. So whatever it is, turn that redo into a positive.
Yeah. And one other thing is I actually see things going pretty smoothly for you. So buckle up, get ready to go, but you got to go through it. You got to be part of it. You really don't have a lucky period for you, Hope, is what I'm saying. So just get yourself together and regroup and attack. Okay. That's the best way to say it. Yeah.
And for some reason, I see Hope's in a setting, and this seems really weird because we talked about Tom Jones, but it's like she's in a setting that it is somehow connected in referencing of entertainment, and I don't know what that means.
Hmm, interesting.
But I keep seeing it, and so I thought I should put it out there.
Okay, and she also asked us about her health this month, improvements this month or this year. I want to say later on, right around November, you're going to start feeling like you're really got some extra step, kick in your step. And so get yourself ready because, like I said, regroup, rethink, reattack, approach things, just go forward. Don't hold yourself back. Okay?
Yeah, believe in yourself.
Yeah, yes. Let's see, where are we at here? Crush on Elvis.
Hope, next one?
Hope says she wants a relationship like ours, LOL.
No, you don't.
47 years we've been married, and we're still working at it. So it's a good thing, though.
You're never done working at it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
That's true.
That's true. Kim, I don't know if I said hi to Kim, but Kim's on here.
Yes.
And let's see. Let me see if I can get where's the rest of my questions here. She said, yes, this makes sense. Uh-huh. Good. Uh-huh. The Hope said that over in England there. Steve says he's thinking that they're due for an earthquake down there in Los Angeles. I hate the word try. Just got to do it. You're right. If you're trying, you're lying, as Sharon says. You got to get out there and either you got to just do.
Yep.
That's the only way. You are in command of your life. You can take charge of it and make it what you want it to be. Don't accept anything less.
Yep.
So Nicole says, are you picking up anything for me I should know about?
Oh, Nicole, how are you?
Yeah. So Nicole's down there in Los Angeles, too, with Steve. Oh, no, she's
not. Is she in Los Angeles now?
Well, outer Los Angeles area.
I thought she was somewhere closer to
nearby
Mexico or something.
Yeah. Hope says, thank you. What are you picking up on Nicole?
Oh, Nicole, gosh. Well, for some reason, I feel like you're having breathing issues. I don't know why, but there's stress in the bronchial area. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. And I think stress in general, I think you're stressed out over something, but it's affecting you somehow in the respiratory area. And it also feels like I don't know what you're carrying or thinking you should carry, but you've got a heavy load on you and you need to just let it go. This is not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're getting to? It's just kind of a...
Yeah, and I guess that's really a better way to describe it. I want to say, Nicole, you're holding yourself back, okay? So don't do that.
Maybe that's the way. It just feels heavy.
Even though we may be trying things in our lives and doing this or that, but I really think that you are holding back on things and you shouldn't. especially at this time, because for some reason, I wish I was an astrologer, I'd be able to tell you, but for some reason, what I'm picking up is that I hear the word go. You got to go, 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 go. And this might even be something to do with your job or your work. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you need to quit or leave. No. It means you need to understand the word go.
Move forward.
With yeah.
It. And you know what? With Mercury retrograde coming in, there could be some redos. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I'm sensing, that there's like a sense of something coming back to her and she has a chance to redo it again. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to go and redo it.
Yeah. And Carly joined us. Carly's over here. She's not very far from us in Edgewood, Washington.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Carly, what I pick up, she must know if we pick up anything on her.
And, oh, okay.
I got to tell you, Carly, this is a good time for you to look at settling in is the word. And I got to be honest with you that there's something coming up about a move for you. But that's a little bit down the road. That's not now. But settling into where you are could be, because now I know Carly just got a new job. And there's something about settling in and kind of taking ownership of it, making it yours, the position that you hold, that you do. Okay.
So there's also something with her left foot. Be careful when you step.
Oh, oh, yeah.
I just saw your left foot and ankle. So be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, and one
it's like a curb or something, some low thing that has a little drop down and she doesn't see it, and yeah, boom.
Carly, also, when I said take ownership of it, I'm serious about it's like, be bold, put yourself out there and say, hey, I'm here, I'm big, I'm here, and I'm in your face, I'm like present. Okay, so make sure that everybody around you understands that you are being you, period. People aren't comfortable with it. That's their problem.
And that's because she needs to come in with what she knows and do what she knows and show people, I'm not afraid to know what I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And you know, as far as where you're at with this job, it's like cutting ties with the past. This is all new. This is a brand new chance for you. So I'm really serious about jump into it. Go. Mm-hmm. And Chandra says, any guidance you can provide in my career? Ooh, career. I don't really pick anything up on career.
All I get is finances.
Finances?
Yeah. I see dollar signs and finances.
Oh. In a plus?
She has to deal with it. That's what I'm seeing. It's not plus or minus. It's just that when she said career, I saw all these dollar signs and finances, finance in front of me. So that's either her career or that's what's going to come out of her career.
Okay.
But as far as where she's going in her career, it doesn't feel bad to me, but I wouldn't see the dollar signs in the.
Okay. That sounds good.
Maybe this, whatever she's doing is going to be something that's going to be able to make her have better finances or be able to put things away and put something in a banker. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't feel bad, but at the same time, I'm not getting like there's any, you got to do this, you got to do that kind of thing. It's just, you know, put your nose to the grindstone and do it.
Yes. Hey, we're really late for a break. Nathan notified us that time for a break. So listen, we'll come back with your important dates for September based on your zodiac sign, your sun sign. And so stay tuned. There'll be more of the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show and answering your questions.
Hello, everybody. This is Kissel. Have you heard about the Psychic Showcase? It's a free event and it's online, so you never have to leave home. It's a weekly event that happens every Wednesday evening and it has everyone talking. Oh my God, these people are pretty good. You should try them out because you'll laugh and you're going to be amazed by them too. There's free readings and your questions get answered. Plus, you can get to learn about the metaphysical and the paranormal stuff, which is pretty good. Every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m., just find the Psychic Spectrum on Facebook. It's a lot of fun, and tell them Kissel sent you.
Susan Bergstrom is a licensed agent in Washington and Oregon, and she helps people who are readying for retirement or are already in retirement. Social Security is tough enough to deal with. Then there's Medicare, financial planning, and more. Take the burden out of the equations and let Susan Bergstrom sort it all out for you. Susan helps narrow down your choices to one that's suitable to your specific personal health and financial needs. This includes Advantage plans, supplements, and prescription drug plans. Part D. Seniors can rely on Susan to help obtain financial security through many programs and help protect seniors from market downturns. Susan also assists with long-term care, an area that many people do not plan for in retirement. Planning now can protect your assets and dignity in your later years. She's part of the Medicare Exchange, located in Tacoma and Linwood, and consultations are free. Call Susan Bergstrom now at 253-318-9379. That's 253-318-9379. Or email sbergstrom@americanseniorbenefits.com.
Hey, it's Joe here, and I'm here to tell you about the Psychic Spectrums Talking to the Other Side event. It's a live online event that you are a part of. Is someone waiting to speak with you from the other side? Are you trying to reconnect with them? If so, you have the ability right now with the Psychic Spectrums mediums, Sharon and Skip Lungang. On the first Saturday of each month, Skip and Sharon make themselves available for up to 4 hours talking with those who have passed on. You receive messages through Sharon and Skip, as they will also tell you things that they psychically pick up about you. It's like a mini psychic reading. Their messages are often based upon the energy that the audience brings with them. It assists Sharon and Skip in transmitting messages of love, memories, and thoughts, along with evidential details that you can recognize. And this helps prove their existence and love for you never dies. You may come or go at any time during this online event. It starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Admission is just $20, and you can purchase your ticket at www.psychicspectrum.com.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. The Psychic Spectrum Radio Show with Skip and Sharon. We're taking your calls, comments, online on Facebook. Go to Psychic Spectrum and join us there. On YouTube, you can go to Psychic Spectrum Radio. On Periscope, Psychic Spectrum Radio. Or you can call in live at 888-298-5569. There's a lot of people that we haven't even said hi to, I think.
Or can't you do the 425-373-5527
number? That's a local number, yes, local for number, us. Yeah. But either one. Okay. Selena, hello. If we missed you, sorry, we're just saying hi. What can she expect in September? Hang on, we'll tell you that in just a moment. Mm-hmm.
Lotus Siren, we want to say hi.
Yes, Lotus Siren. She says hello.
Hello.
Yes,
I just said that.
Tell us where you guys are if you're not in Washington, not local. Hope is with us from England. She's listening in on Facebook.
Where are you?
Over here.
Apparently.
Hey, Nisha says, any guidance you can give me with my sobriety journey and my relationship with my kids and co-parenting with my ex? And Nisha, the words I hear are work, work, work. And it's going to be some work, but I'm going to tell you it's not all negative at all. It seems to be positive. And I want to say something before I answer you. If you fall off the wagon, and just proves you were on it, and it's time to get back on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Go with your life. Go with it. I think things are going to get a little easier, but it's going to take, I see the number 8, like about 8 months before things ease up with your kids, co-parenting with your ex type thing and that kind of thing, about 8 months from now. But I honestly don't see a whole lot of rocky road or obstacles in your way with your sobriety journey. I think you're doing well. You're trying, and there's an effort there, and that's what the main thing is. And I will say this, long term, it's always going to be there, but it seems to be like it's more going towards the back of your presence. So I think it'll be easier to deal with.
What I felt on that was that I think she's feeling more guilty and putting more pressure on her than even her children. So I think you should just ease up on yourself, enjoy what you have now, and build on it. You can't change the past, but you can certainly write the future.
Mm-hmm. And Yoga Mom, I don't know where you are, but you could type in, let us know. Yoga Mom says that she's a Sagittarius Sun, Cap Rising. I'd love any guidance. We're not astrologers, so we don't do that.
If I'm an astrologer, that would mean a lot to me.
But yes. But with the psychic side, what I can tell you is that there is something coming up with your work, whatever you do. If you're just a stay-at-home mom, or you're just a person sits in an office, or you're just a person who is out selling sailboats, I want to say that your work seems to be like it's going to increase. There's more of it, gets easier for you as you go all the way into spring of next year. Okay, so just keep chugging away at it.
She needs to just love herself.
That's true.
I mean, she beats herself up. Mm-hmm. You know, give yourself a break.
Yeah,
you got some redo times coming up where if you think you didn't do quite right or you want to do it different, do it during this Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, you need to move in a little, get on camera some more. There you go.
All right.
They can't see you. Chandra says,
yeah,
I've
that's
been,
really a mess.
Chandra says, I've been considering pursuing tarot more instead of work. Yes, do that, but do both. Don't leave work.
Yeah, and that could be where the extra money comes in.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
The dollar signs and the financing. It could be that because of that, you get extra money. Yeah, but I wouldn't stop one to do the other. I would do both for right now.
Yeah, and Carla says, hello, Carla, first of all.
Harrington, that was my grandmother's name.
Ah, yes.
Married name. No, it was her married name, her second
married
husband.
Name. Carla, Harrington. It was Harrington.
Oh, I wonder if we're related somehow.
Yeah, well, let us know where you're at, Carla. That'd be interesting to find out. She says, I was wondering if you see me moving anytime soon. We have been trying to get out of this area for most of the last year, but are having a ton of trouble finding something suitable we can afford. Carla, it may take a visit to where you want to go area wise. And that's a psychic hit. It's like maybe visit there. Also, I think you need to try and I hate that word try. You need to contact a relative, friend, somebody that you have some connection with, either at that place or where you're at, who will help you do this. But I really think that I do see you moving. And I don't know when. It feels to me like you're going to have a chance in November, but you're also going to have a chance probably again comes around in March, where you can take a look at, like, just pull the trigger on it and go. And like we said earlier, if you're trying, you're lying. You got to get busy and make it happen.
But also, don't think so much, oh, whoa, like, it's not happening. There might be a reason you're not supposed to move yet. So just stay positive, keep looking, do what you got to do to make it happen. But realize you won't go until it's time for you to go, because there could be a reason you're not going yet.
Yeah.
It could be a blessing in disguise.
Yep. And Meredith says her stepdad passed away August, and her mom and I were wondering if he has passed through yet. Absolutely, he has, when we last spoke. And Meredith, I don't get a real strong connection with him, which only tells me that at this time, and I know it's going to sound kind of crazy, people can say, oh, that's stupid. That's just, say that about anybody. But the guy actually is busy doing things with family. And it's almost like reconnecting, reopening lines of communications, discussing things, who did what, when, how, and why, what they shouldn't, should have, or could have done. So, yes, busy man, busy man. Yoga Mom says she's in Atlanta.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay. Yes. JM. Hey, hi, JM. Can you send me some white light to my buddy and me? It always helps.
I was thinking of that little guy earlier today, believe it or not. That's I will do that. Yes, I will.
Okay. I'm going to answer these next two things, and then we're going to go to some other segment for a minute that we have to cover. Diane says that she'd love to hear anything you're picking up from me listening from Seattle.
Oh, cool.
Diane, there's an event that you're going to attend or have the opportunity to attend, and you need to say yes to it, go to it. You may not complete it or may not get to it or into it, but the event is actually something that's pretty cool. And there's also a big influence on a female, on you, a friend, a lover, friend, coworker, a family, somebody close to you, a female. And there's going to have a big influence, because I want you to, the easiest way to say it is you need to listen to this person. Okay. And, you pick up anything for Diane?
No.
Okay.
That was
all right. Cynthia says, I called out a couple of supervisors for favoritism. What do you see regarding that? I think there's going to be discussions, and I think there's going to be, you're going to see an effort, I guess is a better word, about them trying to show you that they're not favoriting, but I'm going to say after that, I see a cutoff. It's like, okay, we addressed it. We're done. I don't see a whole lot of activity around that after that. So how about you?
What I'm seeing is you walking on eggshells, and it just feels to me like you shouldn't be walking on eggshells. So you called it out. You did what you did, and now just be yourself and do what you do. They're the ones that are going to have to deal with it. You don't have to help them deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we're behind again on calls. Always come first. We try to do that. Darlene in Auburn. Oh, Darlene, cool. Hi. Okay. Yadira, one more thing we're going to answer. Then we're going to go take a break. Blessings. I'm trying to do hypnosis for a living so I can care for my two special. And then it cuts off. If you want to do hypnosis for a living, I want to say that you need to tie into some professionalism, which is it could be simply as much as a local metaphysical store that allows someone to come in and do hypnotherapy. It could be a doctor's office or some kind of a health related field, a place. And I want to say that overall, it just shows that you can do this, but it's going to be a slow increase. So keep doing what you're doing, but I would say don't give up on it, because hypnosis, hypnotherapy actually has a calling. We know some people who do that, and they do great results.
Or she could connect with some, like a hypnotherapy group, or whatnot. You know how the doctors have their AMA thing or whatever, a hypnotherapy place, you know, that might give her avenues to use her abilities at different things.
Right. A place that practices
I can't even think of what they call the
holistic healthcare.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that might be good too. Yeah.
But listen,
holistic doctors.
Yeah. We still haven't got to our segment about your important dates. I promise right after the break, we'll come back and do this. Stay tuned. This is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Matt Shea is a local developing author who has written over 14 books and has many more in the works. He's greatly inspired by the writings of Andy Griffith, and Matt's books focus on the common folk that small towns are made of. Matt's newest book, The Meadowdale Community Project, is about how often precious items given as gifts are sometimes disregarded and pushed to the wayside, just like the needy people of our society. If you're a person who likes to read books in print on your Kindle or tablet, or you're one who prefers audiobooks, then MattSheaBooks.net is for you. Matt has a fun website that is free, family-friendly audiobooks with some free stories and interviews thrown in. Check out Matt's website, download your free books, and see all of his books at MattSheaBooks.net. While you're there, shoot him an email. He promises to write you back. That's MattSheaBooks.net. Matt, M-A-T-T, Shea, S-H-E-A, Books.net. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss us tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a COVID-free day when we gathered and talked from the heart? Want to be part of the metaphysical again? Well, want no further. The Psychic Spectrum has all their events live and online. Go to psychicspectrum.com for the latest and hottest events in the metaphysical. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Skip and Sharon Langang, hosts of the Psychic Spectrum radio show, have been recognized as the Northwest's most prominent psychic couple and psychic mediums. Besides hosting the exciting Psychic Spectrum radio show on Tuesdays and Saturdays, they also offer the Psychic Showcase every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. on Facebook. And then there's the Fascinating Speakers Bureau every Friday evening via Zoom. And as if that isn't enough, they also host their not-to-be-missed Talking to the Other Side event on the first Saturday every month via another Zoom broadcast. Join their live events all online, and if you decide you want to schedule a private psychic reading with them where every reading is recorded and emailed to you, you can do that on their website, which is super easy. So get started on their website, where you can see all of their events. Just go to psychicspectrum.com. That's psychicspectrum.com.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi there again. This is Skip and Sharon from the Psychic Spectrum. We're taking your questions and answering them and your calls. We do have a caller, Nora Ray. We want her to hold on for a minute. We are going to tell you right now, based on your sun sign or your zodiac sign, what to expect as far as important dates for September. And it's up to you to decide what's important, but we're just telling you what the dates are, and we're not astrologers, offer this from time to time.
Those are dates that, you know, maybe you should, today's that day, so pay attention to what's going on.
Right. So if you're ready or not, here we go. All right. For Aries, this is for September, important dates for September for Aries, the 4th, the 15th, and the 21st. All right. And now if you're a Taurus, the 6th, the 15th and the 25th, Gemini, the 5th, the 20th, and the 26th, Cancer, the 5th, the 14th, and the 30th, Leo, those are right in a row.
Leo's done for the month.
1st, the 4th, and the 5th, your dates are passed. Virgo, the 6th, the 14th, and the 16th. Libra, the 4th, the 5th, and the 20th. Mm-hmm. Scorpio, the 1st, the 16th, and the 30th. Sagittarius is the 6th, the 12th, and the 30th. Capricorn is the 4th, the 5th, and the 14th. Aquarius, the 6th, the 16th, and the 30th. And Pisces is the 1st, the 19th, and the 20th. And those are all of the signs, your important dates
and
for this month.
And even though some of those dates have passed, look back and see what happened on those days.
Absolutely.
So, tune into it.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yep. And Steve made a comment I want to address real quick. Steve was from Seattle. Steve was a grade school, junior high, high school friend of mine. He was in our wedding. He lives in L.A. He says when he left the 206 area code in Seattle, he says that it was all 206 in Washington.
Yeah. And
it has grown that much. The 425 area is huge. And most of us that you and I know migrated to Auburn, Federal Way, and some in Kent. But yeah, it's not a bad area. It's just it seems to be overpopulated. Mm. And it seems to me like there's been somewhat of an economic slowdown or downturn in that area. So
yeah, but 425 is kind of like the Bellevue side.
Yeah, the east side and the south side.
Yeah, but there's now a 253 as well as a 206.
And 360.
And 360.
And, yeah.
931. And yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, there's a lot of that. We need to do a segment here, but for my rune card pull for the day that I do that tells us what you need to expect for the rest of the month. Or the week, the weekend, all the way to Tuesday. I'm looking in another.
Norway.
Then we'll take Norway's call, who's called in from Seattle. Yeah. So my rune card for the day that I'm going to tell you is the theme for what you should expect between now and Tuesday, because I pull another one on Tuesday. It is the card that represents applying wisdom, advice, inspiration, test, and knowledge. And what that means is put to work what you know how to do.
Part of that 7-day.
Yes. There you go.
Spiritual understanding.
Get busy and don't hold back. Don't stand still. It's time to do. Move forward. Try to put your energy into what you have. You know what you need and you need to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that part helps for that part. Now we want to go to our caller, Noray. She's called in from Seattle, has questions about health and finance. Noray, welcome to the show. How are you?
Not too good.
Not too good. Well, you had questions about your health and your finance.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let me tell you this about your health. You've got to be vigilant. There's no cheating. There's no ignoring. There's no not doing what you're supposed to do at the time you're supposed to do it. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to take a real concerted effort. You've got to get busy and push. This is like move forward and get into it, do what you've got to do for that kind of thing. And I think you can make some headway as far as how you feel physically. And then as far as finance problems, it feels to me like you've got the more of the same. I will say this, I think that you need to contact Social Security representative not at Social Security, but you need to, like somebody who sells Social Security insurance or the plans that tells you what's available to you out there. I think you can get a little better coverage and for what you're doing, which will help financially a little. So does that make some sense to you?
And we're going into Mercury retrograde.
So yes.
You're going to have a redo time coming up to where you can either redo your thinking, redo your finances, redo your health. Uh-huh. You know, just hang in there.
I know it's hanging.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's hard, but do not give up.
And Noray, you got to make it. You got to make an extra effort to about your health. And it feels like you need to push it. Like if they say you need to walk, get up and walk. Get up and move. Maybe you have to do the prep work.
Yeah, or lifting a weight or something.
I'm trying to get the physical therapy, and I've been turned down quite a few times. Do you see who will accept me to get me moving and walking and? You see, like
is that because of the health insurance or something?
Yeah, I don't see who. I see that there's opportunity for you to get into something from somebody. Can you contact Virginia Mason? Because it feels to me like Virginia Mason can work things out for you.
They have physical therapists, and that will come to the home.
Yes, but also
Virginia Mason does.
Virginia Mason, yes.
I know my mom had people come to the home to help her with her. With her walking and balance and
contact Virginia Mason and talk to them. I think there's a good chance you can do that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful! Because Harbor View just turned me down.
Harbor
didn't have a spinal injury or a broken neck and so I couldn't get in there and
maybe go to the
DSHS.
It helps the
DSHS, aging and adult services.
Yeah,
that's who I'm dealing with right now, and I've been turned down in 5 places. They either don't have the equipment, don't have the people that'll help you, or won't take your insurance.
Yeah,
Virginia Mason. They're very good about it.
Maybe she needs to look into somebody like you said earlier that will change her insurance to where they will take her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check that out. But Virginia Mason, start with them and then start with somebody who offers helping you find the right plan for you. I just think you're not on the right plan.
Yeah. I've been trying every single day. I must call 5-6 people. No, we don't. No, we can't. No, we don't have bars for you. No, we don't have a guy to help you. Well,
go back to the beginning of, which would be the insurance person. Go back to whoever can help you with different insurance or get you with somebody that'll come to your home. You know, just do not give up.
Oh, I'll go to Virginia Mason. I hope maybe that's going to be it.
Okay. All right. I will put you on my prayer list.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Okay, Noray. Right. Thanks for calling in. Take care. All right. That was a good call.
Thank you.
Gosh, we haven't talked to her for a while. It was good to hear her voice.
No, we haven't yet. Yeah. And Linda, who's in the healthcare industry, she says good advice. Oh. So, Noray, call Virginia Mason and call someone who can get you on a better plan.
Yeah.
All right. So, where are we at? Oh,
Idaho's
this?
Checking in. Okay.
Where? Megan. Where'd Megan come from? Maybe we're going to talk to a Megan today.
Oh, my God.
Mike in Idaho. Yeah.
Love their potatoes.
Yeah, definitely. JM says, love your wisdom. You help us all. Well, thank you.
It isn't us though. We're just being told what to say.
That's true. We haven't had any of your jokes today.
No, you haven't.
I want Nathan to introduce that for us.
We need a little bit of humor here.
It's time for Sharon's joke of the week.
Well, you know, a friend of mine lived on a houseboat. And he was also dating the girl next door, but they drifted apart.
Oh, no. Okay.
Had to go to the doctor today. Told the doctor I'd been bitten by a wolf. The doctor said, where? I said, no, just a common, ordinary wolf.
Oh, werewolf. Okay. Okay.
That's a primo for October.
Gosh.
Well, I want you also to know there are three kinds of people in this world. The ones that can count and the ones who don't.
Yeah, really. Well, I had to think about that one. Wow.
Did you hear about the Italian chef
who passed away? No, what about the Italian chef?
Yeah. He passed away. Get it? Pasta, Italian chef, pasta, oh, pasta way. Oh. Oh, my God. Okay, last one. There were two muffins sitting in the oven.
Okay.
One turned and said, wow, it's getting pretty hot in here. And the other one shouted out, wow, a talking muffin.
I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh. I'll draw you a picture later.
Okay.
One muffin says, it's getting pretty hot in here. The other one goes, wow, a talking muffin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. JM says funny jokes. Nisha says that
she is my biggest fan right there. She uses her psychic spectrum cup and drinks coffee with us every hour.
Nisha's from Puyallup. She says so excited and thankful to be listening. Speaking of the psychic spectrum coffee mug.
Yes, those are
if
dad
you
jokes.
Would like your own, you can go to psychicspectrum.com and get one. I'm showing you on the picture on the screen, if those of you that are watching, mm-hmm. but on the other side, there's a picture of us and it says, we knew that.
I have a left-handed coffee mug.
Yes, she does.
I have a left-handed coffee mug. And what that is you know how when you have a coffee mug, the sayings for right-handed people are where you can read them, but left-handed people can't see what they're, you know, it's just usually a plain blank side of the mug. Uh-huh. Well, this one has a left-handed one has got words on. Where am I at?
There you go.
That says, I got this from Doug, a friend, that says, hello, gorgeous.
Yes.
But actually, it's left-handed, so I can look at this while I actually drink. Left-handed's cool.
Okay, you know what? We've got like 6 minutes. It's time for my segment of the show. So Nathan, Eric's with us on Tuesday.
Wrong answer.
Yeah, yep. Can you bring that in for me, please? I would love
to get
in.
It's time to play Skips. Host Skip
Lightgate. Yay, sprinkles. Okay. Oh, good one.
Oh, sprinkles. I like that. That was good. Cool. I love our people that handle all that electronic stuff. They are so cool. Nathan and Eric are our champions.
Yes, they make us look and sound good.
They do.
Okay, this is one we haven't done yet, I don't think.
And
we
got
may
my glasses
have.
Off and I'm turned away from the screen. So what? So is Nathan and I tied?
Yes, Nathan and you have both, or Nathan's ahead 2 weeks over you. But for the last like 6 times we've done this, you guys have tied.
Well, that's good. At least I'm not losing ground. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is where I pit the two of you. This is, we got like 3 minutes to do, 2 minutes to do this.
Okay.
Headless cockroaches are capable of living for weeks. They die of starvation. True or false? Well,
if they can survive a nuclear attack, I think they can probably survive that. True.
I think so. True. True.
All right. You both got that right.
Yeah.
Yep. Lovely cockroach friends.
Oh, I hate those things. Oh.
Well, I don't know. We've never seen any in
our
house.
Oh, I've seen a cockroach. No, not at our house. I've seen them, though.
Antarctica is the largest desert in the world. True or false?
Antarctica.
I gotta feel like maybe there's something, because I know it's about rain and precipitation, and maybe it doesn't rain there. I mean, it's not sand, but it could still technically be a desert. I think it's true.
No, I think it's true.
Okay, true or false? Let's do this. A desert.
Wait a minute. Wait,
what's the answer?
Oh, yeah, actually, you both got it. Okay, real quick, true or false? A desert fertilizes rainforests. Is that true or not?
Rainforests?
How can it fertilize
anything?
It's a desert.
I'm thinking false.
Stupid enough. I think it's true.
Ooh, Sharon's ahead. Ooh. Nathan got it wrong. Sand from the Sahara blows in the wind all the way to the Amazon, recharging the minerals.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Has it ever rained in Chile? The part that's called Atacama Desert.
Well, I don't want it to rain on my chili.
I love cheese and onions, actually.
At some point, are you talking about measurable rain here?
It just says, has it ever rained in Chile, in the Atacama Desert?
I say yes.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm thinking it's a fun fact.
Nathan's right. It's never rained there.
Okay, so we're even.
You're tied now.
Yeah, we're even.
There were once camels who roamed Arizona.
Yes,
camels
that's true.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
Maybe. True.
Okay, you both got that one. You're tied still. Google hired a camel. True or false?
They hired a camel. Google hired a camel.
Yeah. Is that how they did the Google Maps in the early days?
That's what I was thinking.
Instead of that little car going around, there was a little camel.
Yeah, you know, they can go camel. Days without water.
True or false?
I hope they did. It's true.
That's crazy enough to be true.
Yeah, you're right. That's how they did it for the street thing.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Alaska has a desert. True or false?
Alaska has a desert. I'm sure it's big enough. There's probably somewhere around there.
I don't think so.
Oh, Nathan's ahead by one. It's 150 feet of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last question.
The hottest place on Earth is called the Lut Desert. True or false?
The Lut Desert. False.
L-U-T-E.
L-U-T. Oh, maybe it has a different meaning then. True?
Lut Desert. Okay, I'll go. What? What do you think, Nathan? Yes?
I think it's true.
Okay.
It is true, but Nathan's still ahead one, so now he's up by three.
Oh.
So I got to change this. Hey, the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show, join us Tuesdays and Saturdays, as our theme song says.
What a wonderful world. Love you, Daddy.